Welcome to a live forum for candidates for judge on the Kentucky Court of Appeals representing the first appellate district, hosted by the Commonwealth Policy Center, WKYX Paducah, and WNGO Mayfield. Joining us by simulcast are our friends at WKDZ in Katy's and WSOF in Madisonville. My name is Bill Hughes. Joining us in the studio are incumbent Chris McNeil and candidate Jenny Hines, and your host for the forum from the Commonwealth Policy Center, Mr. Richard Nelson.
All right. Thank you so much, Bill. Hey, it's good to be with you all this evening. To my right, we have the incumbent judge, Chris McNeil. Chris, welcome to the forum.
Thank you for having us.
And is that okay if I call you Chris, or do I need to call you Judge?
You decide, Richard.
Do you have a preference?
It's your show.
You won't hold it against
it's
me if I
show.
Call you the wrong
it's your
thing?
Your show.
Okay. Thank you. In either case, thanks for joining us. And to my left, we have challenger Jenny Hines, native or resident of Paducah. Jenny, welcome to the forum.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah. The Kentucky Court of Appeals consists of seven districts across the state. There are two members from each district, which means that there are 14 members of the Kentucky Court of Appeals altogether. In case you are wondering what the Court of Appeals does, this is the court in Kentucky that adjudicates cases where there's a dispute over what happened at the circuit court level, with the exception of capital cases or life sentences. Am I correct? Judge McNeil?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to start with you, Judge McNeil, because you are the incumbent. You have been in that position for four months now?
Since May. Appointed in April, sworn in in May.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Tell us why you want to win a full term, which consists of 8 years. Why do you want to continue on in this position?
This is an important job in Kentucky and in the judiciary, Richard, and I have found that even more so since I've been in it. I feel like I can put my experience to work. I've got 20 plus years experience in the practice of law, and then being the judge now, I think is suited me perfectly to be in a position to be able to continue the job. I want to put my experience to work and keep it on the court.
Okay, very good. And Jenny Hines, tell us why you are running for this position. Is there something, and of course we have somebody that's in office, albeit just for a few months, but is there something that Judge McNeil has done or something that has caused you to want to run? Tell us why you're challenging for the seat.
Well, I actually put my name in for the election before he was appointed. In fact, we both did, along with two other candidates. So I worked for Judge Nickel, and this election is to fill the remainder of his term. So ordinarily, you're right, it would be for an 8-year term, but this is just to fill the until the expiration of this term, which will be up in 2022. In 2022, there'll be an election for both seats in the first district. But I began working for the Court of Appeals in 2017, like I said, for Judge, now Justice Shay Nickel, and I fell in love with the court. I began as his case manager and staff attorney, so I've learned the process from the bottom up, so to speak. I've drafted myself over 100 opinions, and 100 of them as of September 11th have been rendered, and I just really enjoy the court and what it does, and I have the utmost respect for the judges on the court. I believe that we have a great mix of people up there that are doing great work, and I want to continue doing that.
Okay, very good. One of the difficult things about moderating a forum or even being a judicial candidate is that you have to be careful about what you can say and what you need to avoid saying. Part of that has to do with the cases that come before you. You don't want to prejudice yourself and possibly have to recuse yourself from a case. So what I'd like to do during this forum is to get an idea of what is your judicial philosophy? I think one of the most challenging things for voters there is when they get involved with the process, whether they elect, you know, state-level people to office or federal officials, but then they see laws enacted by their duly enacted legislators. They see laws struck down by the court. So judicial activism is a cause of concern for many Kentucky residents. So I'd like to dig into the judicial philosophy. And Judge McNeil, I'd like to start with you with your judicial philosophy. Now, there are some in the legal community that see the U.S. Constitution as something that changes with the times. So some people have called it a living, breathing document, and it should change with the times. What is your view of the U.S. Constitution?
I believe the Constitution is the bedrock of our legal system and of our country, and I think it's important to follow the Constitution. My philosophy has always been and continues to be that a judge's job is to follow the law and follow the Constitution and to not make law from the bench. My experience has taught me that the legislature, the Congress, those are the bodies that are in charge of making the laws. I think that citizens in our country and in our state want it that way. They want their legislatures, they want their Congress to make the laws, and they want their judges to follow the law.
Okay. What does it mean? So would you identify as a, there are different terms that I've heard, but a constitutional originalist or a strict constructionist? I think they're one and the same. Not sure, but would you identify yourself in that camp?
I would. There's a lot of debate about what each one of those means, specifically an originalist or a strict constructionist or a conservative, but all in the same vein, it still means the same thing. It's the judge's job to follow the Constitution, not try to reinterpret it to fit today's social or political pressure.
Are we seeing too much of that by the courts? And I'm thinking particularly federal courts. That's the rulings that we're more familiar with, but where judges impose their policy preferences instead of letting the legislatures enact the laws.
That's certainly a hot debate, isn't it? There are a lot of people that would say that that their rights are being infringed on by the government. It's a great debate. There are things going on right now that people complain about, from religion to any number of issues. And I think it many times boils down to that same concern. They want to follow the Constitution. They want their judges to do that. And if the laws are to be changed, I think they want their legislators, their congressional representatives, senators, U.S. representatives to change the law.
Very good. Very good. Jenny Hines, what is your view of the U.S. Constitution?
Well, I look at the Constitution a lot like I do the Bible. Just as the Constitution is the bedrock of our country and what our country was founded upon, that's kind of like what the Bible is for Christianity. If we stray from what's written there, then we are endangering losing not only our freedoms, but our identity as a nation. So I believe that following the Constitution as it was written is extremely important. However, the Constitution is a lot like the Bible in that, like you said, kind of a living document. Our founders were brilliant in the way that they wrote things, even though they couldn't foresee all the technological advances that we have today. They still wrote about overarching principles, such as the right to privacy, that can be extrapolated and applied to modern situations.
Okay, very good. Would you say that too many courts, federal courts in particular, are legislating from the bench? And we've got just a minute before we're going to take the first break, but are there too many judicial activists in the federal court system?
I would say if there are any judicial activists, that's too many, because I believe in the separation of powers, and that goes back to the Constitution. It's written in three articles. Each of the three articles at the beginning deal with the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial, and they designated each with a separate function, and the legislature is meant to make the laws. The courts are meant to interpret them and to enforce them as written and as intended by the legislature. So if we legislate from the bench, then we're overstepping our bounds.
Okay, very good. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Court of Appeals Candidate Forum hosted by WKYX, WKDZ, and the Commonwealth Policy Center. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.